Democratic Representative Daryl Rouson of St. Petersburg is the sponsor of the bill to outlaw the sale of certain smoking pipes and devices across Florida.
It started in 2003 when I was arrested as president of the NAACP and prosecuted by my state attorney and convicted by my jury of trespassing in protest of these stores that sell crack pipes and marijuana pipes and bongs in the urban core of St. Petersburg, and literally 100 yards across the street from a high school where we tell kids don't smoke dope, don't smoke marijuana, but they're passing a neon sign every day advertising the sales of these devices.
Today, it's legal for certain retailers to sell smoking devices like bongs or water pipes as long as at least 75% of their sales come from tobacco products like cigars and cigarettes. But Rouson's bill gets rid of that exception and makes any sale of certain smoking devices a first-degree misdemeanor. A person found violating it again could later face a third-degree felony charge. Rouson, a former drug user, says he's hoping to take away the convenience of having addicts using these pipes for illicit drug use.
These shops are commonly called head shops and not tobacco shops. These utensils are commonly used, and the average teenager, police officer, judge, treatment professional, family can tell you what is actually being smoked in these pipes. The only people who don't know are the retailers, the ones who are selling it. While they can be used for legal purposes, they're commonly not.
Rouson's bill has the backing of the Florida Sheriff's Association, the Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association, and the Florida Smart Justice Alliance. It also has the support of University of Central Florida student Robert Kleiman, who works at an addictions receiving facility in Orange County.
I think it's about time that the head shops get a wake-up call for this abuse that's going on currently. These kids are clearly smoking, digesting, inhaling toxic, illicit drugs. They're not smoking tobacco.
Rouson's measure also gets a nod from his fellow lawmakers like Democratic Representative Dave Koerner of Lake Worth. Koerner says he was on the fence at first about the bill, but he's now fully on board.
Ranking Member Rouson has done an excellent job in allaying my fears about being overbroad with this bill, and we need to be proactive in this. And what kind of message are we sending to our children when we have these shops with these pipes in there under the guise of them being used in tobacco? I think the general population knows that that's not what they're being used for, and it lessens the credibility of our system of law when we allow that to occur.
And Republican Representative Debbie Mayfield of Vero Beach also praises the bill.
And I, too, want to echo that. You know, we're enabling the children and adults to do this when we are providing them with the mechanism in order to do it with. So I support this wholeheartedly, and I thank Representative Rouson for bringing this forward.
As in its previous committees, the bill passed unanimously in its third committee stop, the House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee, Tuesday. It has one more stop to go before it heads to the House floor. A similar measure in the Senate, sponsored by Republican Senator Kelly Stargell, also has one more stop to go before it heads for a floor vote. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.